Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek takes first base on ball four. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schall moves to third. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rodriguez to Auerbach covering second. The throw back to home, and Schall is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Theobald moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is called out on strikes. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Slayton. Patek moves to third. Keough moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hopkins is walked intentionally. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Schall reaches second base with a double. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Drago reaches second base with a double. Schall scores. Kirkpatrick goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Royals. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank Tipdino pinch hits for Jim Slaton. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theobald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it and throws to home to get Otis. Hopkins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hopkins moves to third. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matchick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Drago hits a line drive towards short. Auerbach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Lou Krause. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is hit by the pitch. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Otis moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas is walked intentionally. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Hopkins scores. Rojas moves to third. Schall moves to second. It's 6-1, Royals. John Morris now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Drago hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing third base. Tommy Macek now playing second base. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 7-1, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-4 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Royals. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Macek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss pinch hits for Eli Rodriguez. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and steps on first for the out. There goes Macek attempting to take third. There's the throw from Hopkins and Macek is out, for the double play. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Auerbach reaches second base with a double. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for John Morris. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.